Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Well, forget online shopping. Try the Amazon department store. The retail giant, according to the Wall Street Journal, reportedly looking to expand its brick and mortar presence. And Jared, here's what we've learned from the Journal report. Reportedly, these stores are going to be about 30,000 square feet. That's a smaller footprint than the traditional department stores. They're looking in places like Ohio and California. No specifics on what's actually going to be sold, but the thinking is that they probably will try to feature some of their private label goods. I think this, in a way, makes sense because I was thinking back to some of the reports that we saw last year when Amazon was potentially in conversations or reportedly in conversations with those like the Simon Property Group to try and turn these department stores, the spaces that have been abandoned by the likes of Sears and some other companies or some other stores, turn those into fulfillment centers. And if you think, well, if you've got the fulfillment center, you can merge that with an actual storefront. It seems to be like a good formula for Amazon if they're looking to expand their physical presence and add to what is already an extensive online presence they have.
I think so, Akiko. And if you think back, Amazon and Jeff Bezos have had a long and storied history with retail, a number of failed attempts. And then when the Whole Foods purchase was announced in 2017, I remember breaking that news myself. I think it was about 8:15 a.m. that morning. We had an 8:30 a.m. show. When that was announced, a lot of people were scratching their heads saying, does this really make sense for Jeff Bezos? But I think the push into physical space, it makes sense not only from a logistics point of view, but also big data. And we know Amazon has experimented with Amazon Go. And so when you put it all together, I think this does make sense. And this isn't the last that we're going to hear about this. Jeff Bezos, in one of his annual shareholder letters, said, I like to fail with scale. So in other words, he's going to build it up. And if it doesn't work, it's going to be a very big waste. But I think it's going to work out for Amazon, actually.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Andy Jassy sort of steers the company moving forward on this. Obviously, Jeff Bezos stepped down in July, but I don't know. I am curious. I would think that if you're a retailer, one of the more struggling department stores, say a Macy's, not sure you see this exactly as competition, given we don't really know what's going to be sold. But I don't know. It would feel like a threat, right, Jared? Anytime Amazon expands into your territory in physical presence, people are going to sort of perk up and say, wait a second, what are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, of course, anytime that's happened in the past, whether it's the pharmaceutical space, whether it's healthcare, insurance, we've seen other sectors and stocks take hits. So, by the way, you mentioned Macy's. Macy's up 17% after earnings. Haven't seen a move like that in quite some time.